Hi, I'm Juliet Shore, an economist and sociologist who studies work. 4 years ago, I got the opportunity to research an amazing movement. Companies from around the world were signing up for organized trials to transition their employees from a 5-day, 40-hour work week to 4 8-hour days, but with no reduction in pay. My team has surveyed, interviewed, and collected data from hundreds of companies and more than 10,000 employees all over the world. Nearly all of them are succeeding with this model. Here are my 5 insights into why. Number 1, the 4-day week is life-changing for employees. Between dual-earner households, the faster pace and complexity of modern life, and intensifying job demands, we've heard over and over that 2 days is not enough. Not enough to manage life admin, family and friends, and recovery from the work week. Around the world, levels of stress, burnout, and disengagement in the workplace remain historically high. That's a big part of why we find that a third day off is life-changing, transformational, the best thing ever. Physical and mental health, sleep, fatigue, and anxiety all improve according to both survey and biometric data. Stress and burnout are reduced. People are happier and more engaged in their work. So what is it about the 4-day week that's so transformational? Well, the first obvious thing is the ability to work less. In our statistical modeling, we find that the larger the working time reduction people actually manage, the better the well-being impacts. The people who reduce by a full 8 hours a week have about twice the well-being improvement of people who do half that. And when we drill down to see what it is about working less that makes people so much better off, 2 factors emerge. About half the increase in well-being is due to behavioral changes outside of work, such as better sleep, which is a hugely important contributor to well-being, exercising more, and less fatigue. The other half, we discovered, is that people register much higher levels of effectiveness and performance at work. And that brings me to the second big insight of this research, which is that working less boosts productivity. One of the things we were surprised to discover is how much more productive people are on a 4-day week. They report being able to find more efficient ways to do things. They score much higher on a scale that measures their current workability compared to their lifetime best. People report that they're no longer experiencing the Sunday scaries and that they show up on Monday mornings feeling refreshed rather than anxious. They feel more on top of their workloads and score higher on a work smart scale. They do a better job prioritizing what's important. They spend less time spinning their wheels, and they're more motivated to get through their to-do lists. These individual impacts result in more success for the operation as a whole. The companies tell us they are maintaining or boosting overall productivity. Now, that's counterintuitive if we assume that productivity mainly depends on how long we work. But we find a number of reasons for better performance. Staff are healthier, more energetic, and more loyal. Organizations get more intentional and put in the upfront work that saves time down the line. Consumer-facing organizations in the tech world tell us they finally get serious about documentation, so everyone doesn't have to reinvent the wheel. Other companies report doing away with unnecessary forms or choke points in approval chains. These are all examples of the forcing function of the 4-day week. It makes organizations do things they know will save time, but have been too busy to accomplish. The other major effect is that the 4-day week stops resignations dead in their tracks. In one of our most successful cases, the manager explained that on her team, turnover went from 30% a year to 0. That 30% turnover figure is common in her industry, and solving it avoided the wasted time of onboarding and training new people, which in turn yielded a better product and higher sales. At a hospital we studied, the opportunity for overworked nurse managers to get a third day off led a number of them to rescind their resignation letters. At a restaurant, another high turnover industry, people also stopped quitting. It's a common experience among the companies. The reason is that a four-day-week job is so much more valuable to people. About 15% of our sample says that no amount of money could induce them to return to a five-day schedule. Many more say they would require a big jump in pay to go back. That's why when people get a four-day-week job, they don't leave it. Now, the third insight is that the four-day week is a whole organization transformation. For years, companies have tried to address employee stress and burnout with individual solutions. They've tried flex time, scheduling accommodations, wellness classes, yoga, and mindfulness. The academic research shows that none of this works. Stress and disengagement have only gone up. Those on shorter schedules often suffer stigma or get paid less but end up doing as much work as before. In contrast, reducing hours as a whole organization is a real solution. In the trials we studied, companies got 2 months of training about how to make it work before they started. How is making it work defined? Well, there's some variation across the companies, but generally it was defined as doing 5 days work in four. So how did they do it? Companies were coached on ways to get inefficient meetings cultures under control and to create focus time. They learned about time-saving software or how to analyze their processes to eliminate wasted steps. They achieved success because it wasn't just on individuals, but everyone was pulling together to change the culture. That results in a true shift in work norms from the FaceTime productivity theater model to one that's focused on results. But does it last? Insight number four is that almost all the companies who try it stick with it. Our team wanted to know if the great results we were seeing would persist, especially because there's skepticism that any innovation will have long-term impacts. So we went back to the companies at 1 and 2 years. We find that the employee well-being improvements are remarkably stable. And perhaps more surprisingly, almost all the companies stay on the four-day schedule. Some institute a few tweaks to their programs, but only about 10% revert after a year. And if we exclude those who never really gave it a try, it's closer to 5%. Maintaining or raising productivity, improving product quality, reducing turnovers, and getting happier, more satisfied employees is a recipe for success. So here's the final insight. The four-day week is coming. It has been 85 years since the work week was last reduced. Since the pandemic, the pressure has been building, especially in the U.S., where working hours have been on the rise. There's plenty of anecdotal evidence that Fridays are evolving away from a standard workday. Work from home is accelerating this process. But it's not just an organic evolution to the four-day week that we're seeing. Governments are getting into the act to encourage or legislate work time reduction. The Polish government just announced it's starting a pilot program like the ones we've been studying. That follows similar pilots by the governments of Spain, Scotland, Belgium, Portugal, and the Dominican Republic. The government of Tokyo City recently put all its employees on a four-day week. The Spanish just legislated a workweek reduction for the whole country to 37.5. Recently, two bills to run pilots were filed in New York State, making it the 11th state considering legislation. And a growing number of local governments are shifting to a four-day week for their employees, with some saving money in the process. And finally, AI will accelerate the shift to four. As companies incorporate AI at a rapid clip, society as a whole is faced with a stark choice. Are we going to lay off millions of people? That's a possible outcome with the technology that can replace so much human labor. But it's not our only option. We could follow the path we took with the first industrial revolution, which also ushered in a similar technological change. We can use that labor-saving technology to reduce working hours and keep employment high, like we did from 1870 to 1970. That's the path we should, and I think will, take. I started researching work time reduction many years ago. At the time, it was seen as aspirational, even utopian. But that has flipped. And now the four-day week has become common sense. It's also the smart option if we want to protect our economy, democracy, and society. Thank you.